Against the Dallas Wings last night, WNBA rookie Caitlin Clark scored a team-high 21 points in the Indiana Fever's 79-76 loss. She spoke before the game. Clark had a chance to send that game into overtime, but her three-point attempt from the right corner at the buzzer missed. And China has launched a lunar probe that will land on the far side of the moon and return with samples. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Alba Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Monday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, 855-752-4842. It's a special Monday, Johnny Lupinacci.
Oh, boy, is it ever, Tim. I mean, we are here, you know, together. In person, doing the show side by side. I mean, usually we're over our computers and our offices are in our remote studios, but so this is special.
Yeah, so we put this out last week. What have Tim and Johnny never done before together? We have never done the show before together in person over the last 4.5 years. This is the absolute first time Johnny and I, we met yesterday in the Chicago airport for the first time 4.5 years. So we put that out there. Nobody won the free t-shirt.
I mean, technically that was low-hanging fruit because we technically have done nothing together.
Nothing together.
In real life, in person. I mean, I originally came on the show, Tim. It was right as COVID was happening. And so I was a guest. And then it was remote from then on, and you and I sort of co-hosted since then. And so now here we are together.
Together.
Live, because there's a special thing happening.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Minocqua Brewing Company will be there. We will be at the Minocqua Brewing Company for a live show at the Tap Room in Madison. Busted Pencils, yeah, April 30th, that's Tuesday, we will be there. So come on out, live broadcast show.
We want to see you there.
Yeah, we want to see you at the show. But you know what? Yeah, Johnny, we did not give away the free T-shirt. And that is interesting. As you said, low-hanging fruit. We've never done anything together.
So the answer would have been literally anything.
You guys could have said, Tim and Johnny, you've done nothing together.
Right.
Truly, because we have truly only seen each other through the computer interface over the last 4.5 years. So it is amazing, though, to see you finally, to meet you. And here we are in the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, right off of State Street, in person, man.
I know. It's really special. So if you can, come out and join us at Minocqua Brewing Company, because Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out Minocqua Brewing Company. .com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And I'll tell you what, Tim, I had a progressive beer, and it was delicious.
It was good. I tell you what. So, and we know where you can buy them tomorrow at the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room.
If come you're hoist there, them come up see, high with us and the good educators and the people who are defending democracy here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's great to be around everybody.
I may even bring some pencils for people to bust while they're there. You get to bring, you know, number two pencils, bust them at Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room in Madison tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Come on out, be there, meet Tim and Johnny. And yeah, you could be like, I got to see Tim and Johnny the very first time they got to see each other.
And it's a special night too, because we got Luke on the boards.
Yes.
And Luke was the producer.
Luke was the original producer when you joined the show.
Yeah, that's my day one back there on the boards. So
what's up, boys?
There he is.
Glad to be with you here.
Man.
It's a regular old party up here.
What do you think, Luke, seeing us together for the first time?
Man, this takes me back, Tim. It's been a while since I've seen you. And never before the two of you in one place like this. We may be messing with something here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The universe may do something. Who knows? Busted Pencils, fully leaded education.
You guys
talk.
Aren't the ones that's bringing the former president to the state later this week, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Don't put that on us.
No, man, come on. 855-752-4842. Who's going to be the first caller to call Tim and Johnny Busted Pencils while they're finally together in the studio in Madison, Civic Media headquarters, right on State Street? Yeah, you can come out there. We want to see somebody out at the window down there, you know, kind of wave up to us. We'll show you a wave. It's Busted Pencils. Yeah, we're going to do the show. So, Johnny, excitement. We know tomorrow night, but guess what? Back to the Busting Pencils. It is education. We were covering this topic last week. Historic Title IX passed.
Yeah.
All right. And we talked about, what did the new Title IX do? It said all of those students who are already in your schools, we have to accept, we have to include all of our brothers and sisters, regardless. It got turned into, well, now girls can't go to the bathroom alone. You know, and there's going to be boys in the girls' bathroom. No. It's very inclusive, the whole idea. Gender, yes. We are going to acknowledge and include gender-identifying students if they have different. We're going to LGBTQ+ community. We're going to identify and include and not discriminate against. Well,
it's like Title IX clarified. Title IX, you know, 2.0, long overdue, but clarified for, you know what, Tim, what I love about this? Clarified for what this up-and-coming generation is saying. Hey, we are a diverse group of people. We want to be able to share space together. We'd like to be able to feel safe. We, by and large, don't. And so how can we make this a little bit easier for policymakers, for our schools, for the businesses that we go to? So this is really, you know, an important clarification that came through.
Mm-hmm.
But like most important clarifications, for some reason, and I guess I'm using the sarcasm tonight, Tim. I'm wearing the sarcasm.
Yeah, good.
For some reason, right, it was picked up and purported in ways that really distorted it, you know, and not to be shocked, conservatives are up in arms over this clarified Title IX.
Yep, because here it is. Headline, Monday, K-12 dive. Leaders in conservative states advise their districts to disregard the new Title IX rule. And from the article, conservative states are directing districts to disregard the U.S. Department of Education Title IX rule finalized in April 19th. At least five states, Louisiana, Montana, Florida, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, so far have recommended that all districts in those states change their do not change their anti-sex discrimination policies in response to the new rules. Because you know why, Johnny? It will break state law because, remember, prior to this, we had all of the anti-woke bills. And so the don't say gay bills, well, that's law now. And so if you're going to enforce Title IX, you're going to break state law is the argument here.
Oh, because my goodness.
Because we have discriminatory state law. We got to uphold discriminatory state law so that you can – it's like, so I'm going to follow the law to break the federal law, and this is good for who?
Well, it sure seems like a big government versus small government debacle. And you know what? This is one of the times where I think it's important for, you know, our federal policy, you know, this Title IX, to really rally around states. You got to kind of fall in line on this one. You can go ahead and pass these bills, but we've seen in court cases that have gone all the way up to state Supreme Court that these exclusionary bills that have been passed aren't holding up in court.
Right.
So let's, you know, I'm usually much more cynical about the system, Tim, but I'm actually hopeful in this context.
Well, and so the question is, so if I'm in a state or a school district or, you know, and even people right now, you know, in Wisconsin going, like, I know we've heard that, you know, we're not going to abide by that new Title IX. What happens if schools do not comply with Title IX? Well, an education spokesperson said in a statement that, guess what? Schools must comply with the final regulations as a condition of receiving their federal funds. So the money, and we talk about this, guess what? Your public schools are already hurting for the inappropriate funding that the states are already giving them. In fact, the defunding that the states have already leveled on our local public schools. And now they're saying, hey, the federal money that comes in, we're going to put that money in jeopardy now because we're going to actually, let's call this what this really means, which is going to be, we're going to enforce discrimination, exclusion, bullying, harming people. We're going, you know, and we're not going to get money by doing really harmful, hurtful things to our children.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad to read that districts are being advised in these states to not follow, you know, sex discrimination policies. I mean, that is important to note. That's kind of the state of things right now. There is really not an in-between. Again, we said it last week. We talked about this. You either support safety and inclusion in our communities, or you're a person who advocates for violence against, you know, the members of our families, the members of our communities, the students that go to our school, the people that work in them, all, you know, general public. It's, you know, you're either in a politics of hatred or a politics of empathy and understanding. And you know, I hear it all the time. I hear, I don't care about your feelings. I think we had a superintendent in Oklahoma saying he didn't care about students' feelings.
Right.
Right. And so somehow it's become cool to not care about how people feel. But there's nothing cool about that, and I'm making light of it, but it's actually really serious, right? Because it shouldn't come down to a matter of those kinds of political opinions when we have on fact, and this, you know, these new sex discrimination policies, anti-sexual discrimination policies, are based on not only science, and I hate to lean on that, but just on general well-being,
just on general humanity.
Yeah, they're not even imposing anything other than, hey, how do we make it safer and more inclusive for everybody to participate? That means participate in the economy. That means participate in our schools. So this isn't just about schools and classrooms and children. This is about our local businesses. This is about all, like Friday Night Football. Tim, you love to talk about Friday Night Football. Who's included in that whole process?
You name it, right? Who's there? Well, and so Title IX, here it is. So we're not going to comply, we're not going to include. So according to some of these states, we would love to know if what you're hearing, do the districts that you are out there with, you know, if you're out there and you know, or you say, we would actually love to hear about districts who are already doing the inclusion.
Yeah, and let's go on a little bit of a tangent too. You know, if you're out there listening, you know, I would like to see more consistency from opposition in this, because I get it. If you're a person out there who said, you know what, I don't like federal government's involvement in these local things, because the federal government is doing the sort of Daddy Warbucks thing and saying, if you're not following the rules, you're not getting your allowance, you're not getting your money. So, you know, I get that opposition. We'd like to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Let's keep chopping it up.
Yeah, chop it up. 855-752-BUSTEDPENCILS. It's fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Title IX, inclusion, humanity. No, not in our state. No way, man. We want to hurt. We want to harm people.
There's that sarcasm.
Yeah, I know, but it's Busted Pencils. Next, what about pregnancy? We'll see.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There it is. Rise Against, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. There are fighters here anymore, right here. Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, Civic Media Headquarters, face-to-face, first time. Here we are, producer Luke on the boards. Title IX, yeah, guess what, Title IX, inclusion. Hey, humanity, let's be good to our neighbors. No. L.A. Tom, our friend L.A. Tom has something to say. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend? Tom, you there, man? I can't hear you. L.A. Tom, we'll figure him out here in a
second.
We'll
figure it out and get him on. He's
L.A. Tom on hold, but we'll get him back. So, yeah, Johnny, the inclusion, you know, is actually, so if you're particularly late, Florida. Who would have thought Florida would say, yeah, we're not going to uphold humanity. We're not going to include or uphold inclusion. We're going to continue to mandate bullying, let's be honest, mandate harm, because this really does. This causes harm. And, you know, to make matters worse now, too, guess what? Now, pregnancy accommodations are now being sued by 17 states are saying, you know what? The agencies recently promulgated pregnancy accommodation rules. Yeah, those are a problem. We do not want to accommodate people who are pregnant. This is where we're at. It's 2024. And we are literally hearing 17 states now saying accommodations for people who are pregnant. Yeah, we don't want that. We're going to sue that. I see right now, though, too, we do have...
We got a caller.
One other caller right now, seeing who we are. Yeah, check it out, man. We'd love to have you on the show. Caller, what's happening? What's your name? There they are. Caller.
Yeah, we got L.A. Tom calling us back.
Hey, it's L.A. Tom.
Hopefully we got the connection revived.
L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. And as far as Title IX goes, I mean, what a great thing that we have some – we're becoming more of a humanist society. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need to be more humanist and not look at people – in terms of their sex, their sexual orientation, their sexual identity, you know, the color of their skin. Maybe we just need to look at people as people, you know, and start looking at people as we all bleed the same red blood. That would be a really great way to start, I would think. And this notion of this whole idea of you know, males getting into women's locker rooms and all this kind of stuff. You know what? I'm sorry. That's a white, straight, male predator type of fantasy, I think. You know, and I don't think you have to worry about that because most people that are trans are actually afraid to actually, you know, go in the bathroom because we've had, not that I'm trans, but because I'm gay, we've always had that fear you know, getting beat up, basically. So I don't think you have to worry about anybody, you know, gonna try to mess with anybody unless you're a straight white male and you know, you're that type of predator. So yeah, I'm so happy that we're moving towards a humanist approach. I honestly have been using more of the they them pronouns, just because of the fact that honestly I think it's very, very good for women, when there's so many names like Jordan and Frankie and all these different names that could go for men or women. And I know when I do, like, when I call on a call center or whatever it is, I say they or them because sometimes I don't know. And you know what? It's just nice to be able to have it. And I think also when it comes to job applications, people aren't going to know if they're male or female immediately. And I think that's a good thing because now you are actually judging people on their character and their grades and all of these different things, and not on whether they're a male or a female. So, yeah, I've done a lot of, I would say, progression on this. At first, I was like, I don't know if the pronoun thing makes sense to me. But the more and more that I've actually kind of bounced it off different things and have used it a couple different times, it is pretty cool. It's pretty cool because it's just looking at people as human beings.
Tom, you said something, though, too, in which I think, and I've heard people say, you know, it's like, well, it doesn't make sense to me. And I've heard that people, you know, say it's like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And you're like, okay, but it doesn't have to make sense to you. It's not about you. You know, it's not my uncomfortability that's the issue here. It's the inclusion of and then intentionally saying to other people, we are comfortable, we are welcoming. And so while, you know, I don't really like the way this people are throwing around, it's not about you. It's not about you, Johnny the Bull. It's always about you, Johnny the
Bull. Yeah, and I mean, to this degree, I ask a question like, why? Like what, like really what's uncomfortable about it is different. That can be uncomfortable sometimes, right? So deal with it. Like, I mean, caller Tom, I'm not telling you to deal with it. It's like, it's really thoughtful and I appreciate you sharing that because we have listeners out there. You're listening. You might be saying, I'm thinking about this right now and I'm not sure where I fit into this, but you're thinking about it. And it's a wonderful example. Thank you, LA Tom, for sharing it, that, you know, you were open enough to think about what was different about it. How did it, you know, where did you fall in what you wanted to change in your day-to-day life about this? And I think some of us, we've been there. We thought, like, this is different. You know, we were taught strict rules of grammar that are all wrapped up in some of these oppressions. So it sounded different. It felt different. It felt like I was writing incorrectly when I was writing that way. But that's the thing. You got to be open to change, especially when you're open to change that has been asked by people who are suffering at the hands of doing things the way they've always been done. So it's like, can we be collectively a community that is open to change. And that's what I come to you too. A lot of this opposition is really about, like we talked a little bit about, you know, this fear that maybe straight white men really put into these responses. But it's also just this selfishness that it means giving up a little bit. It means you can't control and be dominant in every space. Mm. It means that now, God forbid, you're sharing a bathroom with other people. And we talked about it the other day. We just walked past some porta-johns outside. And I thought, you know what? How long have these things been out here? And at every concert I'd ever been to, at every event, you know, they don't say, like, this is the male porta-john, this is the female porta-john. You know, there's a battlegrounds over some things. It's really about giving up what you've controlled. And so, you know, people in power have a real hard time with that. But there's so many invitations to growth that there is an open invitation coming from most community members who have been excluded and are hurting in these situations, who are saying, hey, can you just think about doing this a little bit differently? And by golly, when we do it a little bit differently, we see the benefits in our schools, in our communities. And here we have this clarified Title IX saying, guess what? If you want federal funding, you got to do this differently. You got to understand that there's a real penalty to discriminating based on, you know, but you can't do sex discrimination.
Mm. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, live and in person, Civic Media
headquarters. Let's go.
Right here, State Street, 855-752-4842. Looking for you. Yeah, we want you to call because next. What do you see? Wonder if we're going to talk about guns again.
Oh, here we go.
We'll see what's coming
up
next.
Guns a-blazing.
Make no mistake, we are not afraid to bear the burden of repeating what they're thinking anyway. Let's race.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Severe weather plagues many parts of Texas today, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
In the Houston area, relentless rain is swelling rivers and lakes. In the town of Shepherd, flash flooding swallowed up the road and this 18-wheeler that tried to test the water. Luckily, the driver made it out to safety.
Former President Donald Trump's one-time top communications aide testified yesterday that Trump was worried about his wife's reaction to reports that he had cheated, says CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
She spoke multiple times about how much he thought of Melania and valued her opinion, how he didn't want newspapers coming to the house when the Stormy Daniels story came out.
Negotiators, including the director of the CIA, are meeting in Cairo today in another attempt to end the fighting in Gaza and secure the release of Israeli hostages. The BBC's Anna Foster says past talks that seemed to be on track failed at the last moment.
That hope is always, I think, always a cautious hope.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen this play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, those are baseball players. So when you have that, you got a good chance of to win a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number 3 starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast for today. Showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 40. Sunshine for Sunday, highs near 67. Mostly clear Sunday night, a low of 44. Mostly sunny and breezy for Monday, with a high near 73.
Currently, 46 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You can't feel the heat until you hold your hand over the flame.
The heat, you're feeling the heat around here.
Yeah, man, we're feeling the heat.
You're feeling the heat. It's Busted Pencils.
It's getting hot in here.
Fully leaded education talk. Educators talking education, live Civic Media headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin, State Street. We're up here. Yeah, we're waving to you out there. You see that? You know, Johnny, that's what we do. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded.
All these students coming home from class.
All the students are coming home. 855-752. So we're talking about Title IX, the fact that Title IX, historic, you know, inclusion. I mean, we should say the historic part of the new updated regulations to Title IX was the inclusion of all these others that were have largely, for the most part, been on the fringe in susceptible to bullying. We now hear that, guess what? There are states that had kind of put in all the some form of a don't say gay law are now kind of coming back and going, but that'll be breaking state law because, you know, we made it a state law that you had to be a jerk and a bully. I mean, the language doesn't say it that way, but, you know, anytime you have a don't say gay bill, that really is saying we made it legal to bully and be a jerk. And so we don't want to apply the federal guidelines. We're not going to apply the federal guidelines. Okay, well, then you're going to lose federal funding.
It's a giant mantra. Right? That's what I call when grown men throw tantrums. Okay. It's a giant mantrum. And it's just saying, I can't change. I can't change. I want my own bathroom.
It's about you, John. Well, as you pointed out, though, guess what? When you're at that concert and you got to pee, you don't care who comes out of that porta john, do you? As long as you're next.
Well, you know what? Unless I care about people doing harm to people, and that's the really sick part of this, is like, come on already. Like, this is a no-brainer. This is about being more inclusive in our community. And I know that word is triggering for the mantrum posse out there, right? It's causing that kind of panic. But really, we shouldn't have that kind of – it should be a no-brainer. And so should this other topic that I want to loop back around to.
Yeah, we got
to
come back.
Because, I mean, this was just
– we said – we talked about the rule last Wednesday – Tennessee, after defeating statewide vouchers, the Republicans come back in the back door the next day and pass giving teachers guns in the name of safety. But like, they made it legal.
They weren't handing them out.
No, they didn't. They weren't, like, right. There wasn't a candy store.
It's not like free protection at Planned Parenthood.
But,
you know?
But made it legal in the state of Tennessee for teachers to conceal carry if they go through the right training. On Friday, we had Gloria Johnson, state representative from Tennessee, on the show.
True defender of democracy.
She's been down there dealing with the craziness.
Salt of the earth.
Former teacher. She's there. You know, she gives us the lay of the land, and over the weekend announces that, guess what? Because Governor Bill Lee signed it into law, so it's now legal. It's truly the law in Tennessee that teachers can conceal carry.
There's some special process they have to go through. There's a required extra training, and then district and building leaders have to approve it. So it's not just like you can't walk in with a gun in your pocket.
But
still, just the fact that this is even, you know, legislation, that this is even, okay, bad idea from the go. So that came up last week.
That came up, but over the weekend, there were rallies. Again, democracy, right? Civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. Students and supporters who don't want, who've said, vote no on this silly bill, walked from Nashville to the governor's house in protest to say, dude, why are you signing this law? We as students, we as parents, we as teachers don't want guns in our schools. We don't want them. We had a teacher call us from Tennessee saying,
Larry,
if this, Larry,
what's
Tennessee,
good, my guy?
Tennessee bat calling us saying, look, if this happens, this may be one of the last straws for me. I might not go back.
And the cool part about what Larry called and shared, and I think there's a lot of us out there who, you know, who do fall in, and I wouldn't even call it a complicated, we can see the nuances and differences. You can be a supporter of right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. Like Larry called and he said, look, I own some guns. But I'll tell you what, I don't want them in my classroom.
Right there.
Yeah, I got Tim's breaking out the, you know, the OG guns.
Guns right there. Luke, look at Luke. Luke like that.
Luke is laughing.
Luke, it's my right to bear my arms, dude.
I know, see what you're doing. Very literal definition over there.
And again, it's just this oversimplification, right, to, you know, be just preposterous about this. You're either for or against. And you know what? If you're against it, then you're against our constitutional right. Hold on. Also in the Constitution, which we talked about with Gloria, which is really important because it's nonpartisan here on this, is that's including regulations.
This
is really just, you know, a platform to deregulate and to sadly sell more guns. It's like, dude, come on, man. Some places should be off limits, and at a minimum, let's have our child care facilities. That's part of what schools are. You know, it's a safe place for children to go. Let's not arm teachers in those spaces.
The simple science on this, there is not a single study that increases the likelihood of safety when you include a firearm in it.
Look,
it just,
the studies actually show the opposite.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just single... be, let's, fact is a fact.
During the pandemic, the number one cause for childhood deaths was no longer car accidents.
It's now gun violence.
It's now gun violence.
Which is still true in this country. The number one. Thanks, Luke on the boards, but coming in hot.
I just have those weird random things that just sit back
there. It's not weird. It's sort of matter of fact. When we're here we know the number one cause of children dying
our guns
in this country is gun violence.
Right.
So you know what?
Let's bring them into school.
And this is the myth. And this is the part I feel bad about. You know, there are people manipulated in this. They one think, hey, our Second Amendment rights go away if we don't have this. This is a byproduct of that. That's not true.
Not true.
You can have regulation and still have right to bear arms. The other part is that there's a myth that my child will be safer, right?
If the teacher has a gun
or trained people in the school has guns. Also not true.
Not true.
Right? So all bad idea from top to bottom.
All I can think of is there was this is purely anecdotal, but a teacher in my high school growing up was a foreign language teacher. Mm. He had some chocolates from a different land that had some alcohol in them.
Mm-hmm.
And those alcoholic chocolates got into by students, and there were some very upset parents.
I
can't imagine if you replace that adult chocolate with a firearm of how upset those parents would be, because less funny of a punchline when all of a sudden you swap those two out.
That's Luke, exactly that accent, we talked about it. In fact, Gloria Johnson pointed out that one of the issues that they have is that during an altercation, it's like, what happens with the gun? Is there a safe place to lock it so that they can then go attend to? No. And so there's this whole ambiguity. So it kind of right now sounds like, so if you're a teacher and your gun isn't needed, you get to lay it on the desk and then go out into the hallway to see what's happening.
Unreal,
right?
And I'll even say, I'll extend it and to places where guns are highly prevalent and they're part of everyday life. And I'm not condoning that, but it's just a matter of fact that I've coached sports in places where people have their guns with them. And this became a problem. And one of the community solutions was, you know what? We're not going to have guns at these events. You can still come. Mm-hmm. There is this whole check-in safe gun locker thing, a partnership with, you know, law enforcement. Rarely do you hear me say a partnership with law enforcement. This is a great example of it.
There you go.
But they just had this whole thing. Instead of fight this, let's make this a no-gun space. Mm-hmm. And here's a safe way to, you can arrive to the event with your gun. There's a gun locker. There's mm-hmm. a whole safety check-in thing with an ID and a whole process. You know what? And it was a way, here we go. I'm going to loop back to the Title IX stuff. It was a way to be inclusive. Mm. It was a way to think about, hey, I actually would like there to be more regulation on guns, period.
Yeah.
But that's not going to resolve today. And I actually want all these families to come to the sporting event and encourage their kids. And I want kids to come. I also want them all to be safe. The only way we can ensure that is if we really have some regulation, local regulation, on the gun. Yes, we can even call it gun control. I know that's like a cuss word to the industry, but that's all it is. A little bit of control to be safer and more inclusive.
But I do have to point this out, and I don't know, Luke, you be the judge if this is funny or not.
Oh, because
this
judge? Kind of, this, I get to judge.
Yeah, this, judge right, the jury.
And you out there listening, 855-752-4842, love to hear from you. But I saw, you know, the reason we're bringing this up too is all over the Busted Media social media feeds, people have been dueling back and forth. And of course, there's somebody out there, you know, you bunch of liberal losers, you know, you're afraid to let guns and teachers are the best people. And
come get these guns.
Yeah, there's
buddy.
Some guns right here. But somebody put down this one thing and go, so principals, if you're out there listening right now, I think if I were you, I might be one of the most vehemently opposed people to your classroom teachers concealing carrying. If you plan on going in and doing any observations of your teachers, if you're going to come in and go, I'm sorry, Mr. Mathers, are you packing today?
I mean,
because I've got something critical to say about your teaching, but I'm not going to tell you if you're carrying that gun. I was like, that's actually a brilliant point that somebody pointed out there. It's like, you do not want to introduce guns into this situation. No, I don't see any teachers violently taking out their principals. But again, the silliness.
Yeah.
There's just the silliness.
I mean, it's hard to even make light of this situation. And I thought you were going here with this, and I'm going to kind of tag it into it, is if you are a principal out there, and we know you're listening, right? If you're in Tennessee, you have the power mm-hmm. to stop this in your school. And that's a really nice reality check, too. School leaders can make a world of difference. Mm-hmm.
Well,
right?
We heard that, actually, too. This is one of the things about the law, is you can refuse. And
yeah,
so Gloria Johnson. They can, and, in fact, schools were lining up right away last week saying, yeah, you know what, we're not participating. We're not going to have guns. And so this is where you see bold leadership. We need school leaders to step up and say, it might be legal, but not in our school, because families, when you come to school, you don't have to worry about whether or not a teacher or some staff member, if there's a gun laying around, if there's going to be an accident. There are not going to be any gun accidents in our school because we're not having guns come into our school. Easiest way to prevent gun violence, no guns. Luke, how, can you imagine that? You want to stop gun violence? No gun.
If the measure for how safe any nation was around the world was based on how many guns the citizenry had, we would be the safest nation in all of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, We're not.
That's right.
We are. Don't get mad at me about that.
I'm not mad at you.
No. I'm saying for anybody out there that's upset with that information,
it's a fact.
Don't get mad at me. That's just the truth.
Luke's just bringing some heat with the truth, man. We said
Luke's got the biggest guns here in the studio.
He's got the right to bear arms right there. He's got some bare, awesome arms. 855-752-4842. Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Yeah, Tim and Johnny live, Civic Media headquarters.
And me and Madison. So we got to do some walking around in the good city of Madison. And I want to say, just to loop back, we don't have a lot of time to give to this tonight. But, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. All across our country, there are young people who are standing up and who are advocating against war. And I think that's really notable and important to, you know, we've talked about the complexity. Yeah. We have great guests coming on who are going to talk about how they teach about the conflict in Israel and Palestine. But what's really important is some great stuff coming from the ACLU to university campuses to say, hold on, civil disobedience, right? It's something we have to not only teach about, but we have to support in appropriate ways. So got to walk around and see some amazing students who are protesting war, who are saying, you know, this is really complicated, but at the end of the day, right, a threat to justice anywhere is a sanctioning of injustice everywhere, right? So I'm spinning that statement a little so I don't repeat the same thing all the time. But, you know, that's still happening across our country, and we hear you out there, listeners, who reach out and talk to us about that, right? So we have guests coming on, and you know what? Yep. There's some exciting stuff happening tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night,
The best thing about being live in the studio is we see some of our colleagues.
Yeah.
So we might grab a guest. We might grab you a special guest in just a moment.
Well, you know, in fact, that show that comes on after Busted Pencils.
What's that show? Something about a nightlight or something?
Yeah, man. Maybe
some light
bright. Maybe we get that guy to come over. His name's Pete. Pete, I think.
Petey boy.
Pete Chihuahua next. Busted Pencils.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah, there it is. Luke Mathers is on the board. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number 855-752-4842. Live Civic Media headquarters. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker. We're here. Yeah, you know why, Johnny?
This week is popping off in
Madison.
Tomorrow
night, man. Tomorrow night. Minocqua Brewery
NBC
Taproom,
baby
live broadcast, and you know why? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end the parasitic voucher system that hurts its public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy the progressive beer. And I tell you what, I know where. tomorrow night.
I was going to say.
Right
at least
the Monocle
tomorrow
Brewery
night.
Tap Room. Come on out. Buy some progressive beer. Check it out. Hang out with us. Because
we're going to do the show live.
We're going to do the show live. But, live. You know, yep. And again, great, you know, talking about Title IX today, the gun violence, the civic or the civil disobedience, and whether or not, you know, how we approach this. Is it, you know, Gaza, Israel? It's complex. It's complicated. But yet, Johnny, you said the clarification of going, but civil disobedience in a democracy has to be protected, and we have to allow its practice to occur.
Yeah, and all these young people just saying no to war.
Yeah.
I mean, no to genocide. And I mean, and this is the era they're growing up in. We all remember learning about things happening around the world and asking the question, what would we do if we were alive when that was going on? Well, here we all are. Mm. And so these young people who are doing that right and exercising their civil liberties, and we know that's not everyone, but that's the case in all things. Also, we're teachers, and so teachers out there, it's our job to make sure young people are guided so that they have the tools and the proper avenues to, you know, express their dissent. But, you know, that's a topic that we'll bring some experts
we've got some great guests lined up.
Definitely not a last segment issue.
But, you know, the civic media listener, though, so you, after busted pencils.
Yeah.
We don't want you to leave.
No, man.
Because there's an awesome show right after Busted Pencils.
It keeps the light on for
you, man. Keeps
the
light. It's the nightlight. Pete Schwabba. Pete Schwabba.
And we got him here. He's in the studio.
We got him here in the studio with us. Pete, what's happening?
You know, it would have been so funny if you guys invited me in here and then just didn't address me at all until the end of the show.
Yeah, we
that would have been comedy gold.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
I thought that they were 25% of the way there.
Yeah.
I could see
that would have been beautiful.
We could see you there looking so okay.
I'm here with two doctors. It's a little intimidating, so
no,
just
man.
Bear with me.
No stethoscopes, though, so don't, you know.
I was here for a physical, but if you just want to if you want to keep it to all the
You look
fine.
You look good.
Do I?
Yeah, you could say two
that's
doctors said Pete looks good.
That's exactly right. Well, and we love the show, man. We love what you're doing on there. And you know, like, I mean, I watch a ton of TVs and a ton of TV shows, a ton of movies. So I love when you're chopping it up and talking about all that stuff because,
thank you.
You know, so I got to ask you, though, while we have you, and I know we don't have a ton of time, but off the cuff, you know, what are some of your recommendations or your favorite things? So like I bring a lot of that media into my classroom and I work with teachers. So you have any suggestions or shows that you recommend that, you know, that
for kids?
That are about life in schools or even just comedy.
Like the
and
Breakfast Club. Breakfast
wow.
Club.
Oh, yeah.
Classics.
Breakfast. Okay. Listen, my favorite movie that was set in a school was probably Election. It's an Alexander Payne film. Matthew Broderick, Reese Witherspoon. Love it, love it, love it. Probably not good for young kids, but
no, but if you're out there and you're a teacher, you know, you want like movies or films that are about the world you're in.
Well, you guys are educating future teachers, right?
All the time.
We're not talking about children here, Pete. We're talking about what future teachers can use in their classrooms.
And us, too, man. I'm just like, what can I throw on?
Right.
What's your best education recommendation, Pete?
Ask my wife. She's a teacher. The principal, James Belushi. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
I love the movie Dead Poets Society.
Absolutely,
that is one of my favorite. Classic. Like we've all had teachers like that who have inspired us. And you know, I one of my least favorite things is the phrase "those who can't do teach" because it's such nonsense.
Yep.
And it's like those who teach inspire. And I've had teachers in my life that have given me the courage to follow things and do things that I wouldn't have had otherwise, you know. Yeah. So I love like Dead Poets Society, Election. Breakfast Club is great. There's so many good ones.
You made me think my favorite, those who can't teach pass laws about teaching.
Oh, my gosh.
right.
Okay. So I used to have that on a T-shirt. Those
That's
who
great.
Can't teach pass laws about teaching. We see that so often.
Well, as a teacher, we used to say, too, those who can't teach end up downtown at the district office.
Right.
One of my favorites, though, people, when you're thinking about this, is Nick Nolte, teachers. You remember
oh,
that?
Right.
I mean, you know, and, the guy who played Bert on Soap was he kind of walked in and showed up as a substitute and he it was mentally unstable, but he was like ended up being the best teacher they were there because he would dress up like George Washington. I can't remember the actor who played that guy, but
Richard Mulligan, right?
I think so,
from Soap. You know, that was set in Columbus, Ohio, I think. I don't remember much about the movie though, but
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Abbott Elementary.
I was going to say that's my
favorite
right now.
That's a fun show.
Gosh.
Yeah. I've only seen a few episodes, but I love it.
It's funny.
Really,
it's good. It's spot on. It's a spin-off. You out there, check it out. It's a spin-off, kind of like set like The Office. It's shot like the show The Office, but it's set in an urban elementary school in Philadelphia. And as a former urban ed teacher, I mean, I laugh.
You identify.
But I also identify. And I wondered when that show come out, would anybody not in education find it like entertaining and good? And it is. It's hit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that show slaps. Check it out.
Mm. It's so fun. The scene I love the most, I literally laughed out loud, was the teacher who was out talking. She said, my class is covered. And they cut inside. It's the custodian saying with the Illuminati written on the board. Yeah, it's a good show.
No, it is. And so Pete, what's coming up on Nightlight this week?
Wow. I got a lot of good guests this week. Tonight, we have Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com. We're talking movies and the Milwaukee Film Festival. Melissa Kaye from Civic Media will be on. She worked on an independent film she's going to talk about. My buddy Johnny Campanera, a comedian actor, is going to come on. John and I played wiffle ball semi-professionally when I lived in L.A. We had a friend who had a wiffle stadium. That's what you do when you don't know what to do with your money. You build a wiffle stadium with lights and everything. Right. So, yeah, and then I've got an author, Roger Rappaport, coming on later in the week. A lot of good guests. It's going to be a fun week of shows.
It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Our guest, Pete Chwaba, Nightlight, coming up tonight right after Busted Pencils. Right. I hear that music, too. It's, holy cow, Pete.
Flies, huh?
Can we have you on again sometime?
Yeah, I mean, are you sure you want to have me on longer than 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, guys, what is this?
I
you were on my show
do.
For like a half hour,
I know,
Tim.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Good
I'm
Lord.
So sorry.
Yeah.
You owe me.
Yeah,
I
we
do.
More time with Pete.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, coming up, Nightlight. Check it out. Busted Pencils. We're out.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Chwaba.
Civic Media.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A tornado struck the small town of Holly, Texas, west of Dallas last night, almost tearing a family apart, says CBS News Texas reporter Caroline Vandergriff.
She tried to hold on to both kids. The wind was too powerful.
Lane was sucked out of our hold, and he was sucked and thrown about 25 feet. I just remember screaming for him. I thought he was dead. I thought he was gone.
The boy was rescued and is fine. The Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson says much of Texas and other plain states are getting drenched.
Over the weekend, we stay stormy, and that means more rain likely. Southern plains, 1 to 2+ inches across a lot of the southeast and central U.S. We've got at least up to an inch possible. I think some higher amounts as we get into the Appalachians.
Former President Donald Trump's one-time top communications advisor testified in Trump's criminal trial yesterday. Analysis from CBS News legal contributor Ricky Kleeman.
COPIC serves as a guide for the jurors to all of the operations surrounding Donald Trump. She knows each person, where they sat, what they did, and she is the person who therefore connects all of the dots.
Indeed, CBS's Robert Costa says Hicks had a broad understanding of what was going on in Trump world.
Seen frequently at Trump's side, Hicks was one of the most loyal members of Trump's orbit, ascending from campaign press advisor to White House communications director.
Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife are free on bond today after appearing before a federal judge following their indictment. CBS's Nicole Skanga says Cuellar is accused of accepting bribes.
The money allegedly spent to pay off more than $80,000 in taxes, $11,000 in car payments, and $12,000 on a custom gown.
Boeing is preparing for the first flight of the company's Starliner spacecraft to carry astronauts.
After years of delays, Starliner commander Butch Wilmore says he's glad to finally be down to the final days. What's been a very long countdown. He says he's been busy.
Preparation, always preparing, getting the mindset, getting all the procedures, everything, reviewing all of that. That's just part of the process, and that's what we're doing.